The thing with schemas is that you cannot define word problems by their operation. So you cannot describe a word problem as being a subtraction problem or being a division problem. Instead, you have to describe the word problem at a deeper level, and that is describing the word problem by its schema. And sometimes I like to use the word structure. It's really important to use schemas or structures so that students have consistency with problem solving. If we teach the structure of combined problems in first grade and second grade, students continue to see that schema in third grade, fourth grade, and fifth grade. Now, the numbers may get greater. So instead of adding 3 plus 9, they might be adding 133 plus 239, but the structure is the same. And so one of the things that we are trying to do with our math standards that guide most instruction in the United States is to provide consistency in math learning across grade levels, and the schemas really help do that. So you see that combined structure again and again. Now, in middle school grades, you see it in a slightly different way. It might be part of a multi-step problem, but it's still there. So that every year we don't have to reteach problem solving. We just help students say, oh, now we're looking at a total schema, but with fractions. Now here's a total schema, but with decimals. And so there's a lot of consistency that's provided with the schemas. And right now, problem solving is really taught grade by grade. So how do I solve second grade word problems? Or how do I solve fifth grade word problems? And that's not a good way of thinking about it. It's better if we focus on the schema and think about this grade level continuum of problem solving. And then it would just make problem solving so much easier for students and also easier for teachers, because then they're not going back to square one every year and starting about how do I teach problem solving in fifth grade. I would argue that problem solving is the most important thing you have to teach, because when we look at high stakes assessments, and that's where students show their mathematics competency. For word problems, students have to take the numbers and manipulate the numbers. It's very difficult. Problem solving should be the primary focus of the mathematics curriculum. And instead of teaching problem solving as supplementary to math instruction, problem solving should really be taught as the way that we learn mathematics. And we need to get students to be thinkers of mathematics, not just doers of mathematics.